Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW. He's the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. 3 days to go until the Eagles' Week 16 matchup at the Commanders. Merrill, yesterday we heard from Nick Sirianni. It was brought up to him that after the win over the Raiders, Saquon Barkley said they're not going to let the defense dictate how they run their offense. Well, how does Nick feel about that mentality?
Well, I think he understands it. I think you have to feel that you can command the game. If Saquon felt that way, that's because he felt that the offense could take it to the Raiders or take it to anybody else. You don't live in fear of a defense. Now, obviously, you've worked all week, and you know what the defense is going to be in. You know what their tendencies are. But then you've got to say, no matter what they do, we are better than they are, and we're going to take it to them.
And they certainly did that. What do you think was the most encouraging part of that win over the Raiders?
I think the most encouraging part was that they didn't just win, that they didn't just slide by. The Raiders are not a good team, but this wasn't a game where the Eagles won 17-14 or 21-10. This is a game that the Eagles totally dominated offensively, defensively, and on special teams in all phases.
And Jalen Hurts was very efficient passing the ball, but obviously he ran a little bit as well. I'm going to pull up his final rushing numbers here. His final rushing numbers the other day, 7 rushes for 39 yards, averaging out to 5.6 a carry. How do you feel about that total? Do you want more? Do you want less? Or is that the sweet spot?
I think that's about the sweet spot. I don't want him to become a run-first quarterback. I don't want him to run as much as somebody like Josh Allen. Eventually, that catches up with players. Allen's been lucky so far. But we saw what happened to Patrick Mahomes the other day. We see how many games each year that Lamar Jackson ends up missing. So I think that with Jalen Hurts, he's got to be a traditional quarterback. Yes, he has great athletic ability. There are times when a run is in order. But somewhere in that 10 run or less category is just fine.
All right. Sounds good. Merrill, thank you very much for the time. Look forward to chatting again tomorrow. That's the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.